Hello and welcome to a new episode of The Secrets of an Astro-Shamanic Healer. This week I would like to share some insights about the importance and the power of the eclipse season. You might read a little bit about the eclipse, or you are into astrology and you know that the eclipse always marks a very important event. That's always good to know about, but maybe you not have really researched deeper into the subject, so you're not quite familiar what is actually happening and what does all this fuss actually mean. Because it is true that the eclipse is a very important event in astrology and it does affect a lot of people. However, it is not as dramatic as some media want to make you believe. I personally do believe that it is important to know about, because if you are aware of where the eclipse is happening, especially in your personal birth chart, if you know when it is happening in the normal calendar, then you can plan certain things around this time, or you're going to make some space for kind of surviving or living through the eclipse season. So this, on this note, it's a very practical thing to put into your calendar, to plan around, to know what's going on and also be aware on how it might affect your personal life, because eclipses tend to be very abrupt and sudden. And for some people, quite a surprise, and they wonder, oh, I didn't see this coming. But it doesn't need to be that way. I mean, if you are informed beforehand, then you can either be aware of what's coming in your way, or you can be aware on what kind of changes you need to make to move through the eclipse season more smoothly. Usually we have 4 eclipses in 1 year. So that sounds a little bit like, okay, if we got 4 of them, and why are they so dramatic? So normally an eclipse happens, they're always appearing in a pair. That means we've got a solar eclipse and a lunar eclipse just shortly happening afterwards, which means that solar eclipse is happening on a new moon, and then 2 weeks later we've got the lunar eclipse happening on a full moon. Normally the eclipse appear in the same sign on the same axis for these 4 times a year, and they run in between 1.5 or 2 years, where we have these eclipses coming up again and again and reminding you to move forward in a certain area of your life, or you might want to take changes, but you just, for some reason, you just really didn't get around to it, or you just wanted to wait it out or see what's happening. And sometimes we may be too scared to make the final step or another step to move forward, and then the eclipse is going to come round and saying, hang on, mate, I'm going to help you now. So I'm going to make these changes for you. And this is the scary part, I think, that some people feel they are forced to change and there's nothing that you can really do about it. Like holding on to the way everything was before is just not possible anymore. When a solar eclipse appears, it is the moment where the moon covers the sun. That means the moon stands between the sun and the earth. And some people say that these eclipses, because they're affecting the moon and the sun, or involving the moon and the sun, that's why they're so powerful, because the moon and the sun are these two planets that really have a massive impact on our awareness, on our emotional well-being. So these are 2 planets really gonna get stuff moving. A solar eclipse happens when there is a new moon, and we can say it's like a new moon on steroids. It's like a new moon times 3. So whatever you think, oh, a new moon, it's about new beginnings and starting something new. I have a new intention of what I wanna achieve or do or let go of or work during a full moon, not a full moon, but I mean a full cycle of the moon. which starts with the new moon, and then we have 28 days where this kind of intention is moving with us and making certain things happening on the inside or the outside. And after 28 days, normally this cycle has come to an end and the new cycle starts. But it's a little bit different with the solar eclipse because their impact is not only 28 days, but much longer and much more powerful. Solar eclipse is not really easy for everyone, even though most of the people don't actually feel it, unless, of course, if your moon, your sun, or your ascendant in your birth chart is in the sign where the eclipse is actually happening, then you will be very much aware of it does affect you. And then, of course, if you've got any planets that correspond to the degree where the eclipse is happening, these are the areas in your life where it will more than likely be triggered and areas that will be activated and asking you to take a better look, to take a deeper look, to be even more honest with yourself if there are actually circumstances that need to change or you're not 100% happy and now is the time to really man up to it and acknowledge it and say, actually, things are might going to fall apart at the moment or it feels like there's big and sudden changes happening. But if I'm being really honest with myself, I did see this coming. I have been unhappy for a long time and this is now the final movement that I need to do to move forward into this direction. And that's the thing about these eclipses is that they can actually bring up stuff where you thought, oh my God, this was months ago, even years ago. You thought, oh God, I worked on myself, I analyzed myself, I've done psychotherapy, I've got cognitive behavior therapy, I've done all sorts of things and still the eclipse is going to come around and telling you it's not enough or you're still stuck or you're still doing this. There's a last bit that needs to be removed to be able to actually move forward. So sometimes we might going to feel eclipse as a form of a kind of a sacrifice that we need to make, that we need to kind of let go of something. We need to, because we can't have it all, we can only have certain things in our life or we can only choose a certain path in our life, and that necessarily, obviously, also means that we need to let go of something else. So that's a tricky one for people who really are challenged by making decisions or think things that we want to hold on to that give us a sense of safety and security, or we things that we how we are defining ourselves that suddenly they're not enough anymore. So we need to feel that we, as I said, we need to let something go so something else can come in. And that's the tricky part, because it may be if we would already know what's coming in, it would be so much easier to let go, wouldn't it? It's this kind of uncertainty that is really doing people's heads in, that something has been taken away and I don't know yet what this new thing is going to be. And this is a very challenging time, especially the time between the solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse, these 2 weeks. They can be incredibly challenging for people where sudden changes occurred and the new things haven't arrived yet and they feel like in this limbo land, and it's very difficult to stay grounded and try to stay very focused with a lot of clarity in that time because everything happens so quickly. This time we had a solar eclipse on the Scorpio-Taurus axis, and of course it also will affect people who have any other fixed signs in Leo or Aquarius, and then of course the people with Scorpio and Taurus in their chart, especially if you've got Taurus in the sun, in the moon, or in the rising sign, or if you've got Scorpio, Leo, or Taurus or Aquarius there. So those people, and trust me, it's so true. The last 2 weeks, I have done so many solar eclipse readings for clients from all over the world. And oh my God, you know, sometimes I just see a chart and I'm thinking, I so feel for you. I know exactly what you're going through because this is the indication. Some people their chart may be full of Taurus, or they're full of Scorpio, or they're full of one sign, and you can just tell, oh my God, they have so many areas at the moment where change is happening, especially we are also in the moon's nodes with Scorpio and Taurus. So if you have in your personal chart as well the moon's nodes in these signs, then it's even more affecting you. That's even more magnetic, a pull energy really asking you to take a different direction. And you might not feel, I'm not ready for this direction, or I don't feel like I know exactly where I'm going. And the universe goes, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to take this away from you because it prevents your growth, or it's not really good for you. You're running in the wrong direction, and now I'm redirecting yourself. And of course, the more we're going to resist those changes, the more challenging it's going to be to move forward with ease, even if we don't know where we're going. So when the sun and the moon are exactly conjunct for new moon, this is where this new energy is going to come in. And there's a lot of people around the world who are already working with the moon phases and its cycles, and they're very aware about what's happening on the new moon, or they're taking time off to meditate and reflect and setting intention on becoming aware what kind of energies are going to be presented to them in the following moon cycle. And now we've got the eclipse, and as I said, if you are prepared that you know, I know my chart and there's the eclipse coming up, so I'm aware that this and this area will be affected in my life, then at least it doesn't hit you so hard. Yeah, then you at least, yeah, okay, I did see it coming. And I think a lot of people did see it coming. It's not that just on that day, it's suddenly coming out of nowhere. You will have felt it weeks before. There was already something crumbling somewhere in that area of your life, or there was already something not quite right, or there was something really annoying or difficult happening. So it's not just happening on that day. It's already tangible long time before. And that is also a thing where people or the universe would say, well, I did give you some time to prepare yourself because you already felt this. Deep down, there was a sense of you already knew that this was going to happen. But then when the eclipse actually happened, it comes into our consciousness, into our awareness. Suddenly the truth has been revealed of something. Yeah, I had this feeling, but I couldn't really pinpoint what it was. The eclipse will show you, especially the solar eclipse, will show you in the most dramatic way the area where you need to look at, and it will expose the truth if we want that or not. So this time can be very uprooting and surprising. It will get you moving for sure, but sometimes in a more dramatic way. So you might gonna feel, oh, suddenly I need to move out of my house, or my relationship is suddenly falling apart. Yet even if you felt there were problems before, you were unhappy in your house or in your job, this is now the last drop that needed to happen to put the whole thing into another direction. Yeah, that's the last word your boss had to say, or your partner did do, or your neighbor got on your nerves, and this is it now. You know, then you feel, okay, I need to take action, or action will be taken if I want it or not. And if you look at the house where the eclipse falls in your birth chart, then you know these areas will get activated. So you can even do this at the beginning of the year when you're planning your year, or you're interested in astrology forecast, and you want to look ahead, you want to know what's happening this year and how the eclipse do affect you, then you can sit down and figure out in your birth chart, where does the eclipse fall in which houses? And then you know, okay, this year, am I going to have problems at work or financially or health-wise, and to be more careful, or maybe in my relationship, I need to pay more attention. So we can already prepare ourselves. If you think about that, we've got 4 eclipses in 1 year, and often they go between 1.5 or 2 years. So we can have even more within 2 years. then you can already see a theme coming up that could practically actually help you knowing, okay, this area is going to be redirected. This area will get moving this year. So what can I do to prepare myself, to help myself to make these changes good changes and not to be so surprised when they're actually knocking on the door? Of course, we also need to check which planets fall into this eclipse because they will also get activated. So that could mean additionally, maybe your Mars energy gets activated. So I need a bit, little bit be more careful. And when I drive the car or I'm going to be outside or they may be prone to accidents, it depends. Or maybe there's some Saturn is going to get activated. So there could be problems with your dad or the government or restrictions and authority and limitations. So I can all this, I can look it up before it actually happens and I could get a feel for it. And this is why I like astrology, because it's just helping me to become more aware and it's helping me on a very practical everyday level, but also on a yearly level or if you want a decades, where you can see there are certain patterns that will be coming up for you. So your life is going through a lot of changes, more emphasizing on certain areas in your life, or we maybe emphasized too much on one area and we didn't look into the other one. Or if I know certain things might be coming up, I can prepare myself and I might not gonna react so emotionally about it because I did see it coming in the first place. It also, I feel that it allows you to live more in harmony with the universe because the universe is doing its thing and what it has to do. But those energies are affecting you on a very evolutionary consciousness level, I want to say, to name it a little bit more spiritual, which you then can use for life planning. Yeah, for, oh yeah, I want to focus on my career. Oh, there's really good opportunities coming up for me here, here and here. So I'm paying more attention. Yeah, maybe I'm going to try to go to workshops or networking or put myself out there around this time to make the best of these energies. When opportunities arise, I want to grab them. And otherwise, then I might know, oh, there's the eclipse season coming up. I might not going to go on holiday because it will be very intense and who knows what's going to happen. So then I might going to stay away from these kind of things. And therefore, it can become a very helpful tool that you can use in your everyday life or for life planning. And with Taurus and Scorpio, of course, there's certain subjects that get triggered, which are affecting the second and the eighth house, which is all to do about resources, finances, dependency, about money, about owning things, or you own things with other people together, which makes you aware of your dependency. And we've got control issues. We need to release the fear of confrontation because we know that Taurus likes it all comfortable and it doesn't want to speak up and it doesn't want to get uncomfortable and it doesn't want to fight for its position. Yeah, while Scorpios are totally different. Here we need to watch the areas where we're trying to gain control, maybe over other people or about attachments, or what about sex and death and intimacy. So these areas will be highlighted in a certain way or others. These are the basic areas. And then also, how do we experience pleasure and joy? We might going to be confronted with a work-life balance. Other people that might going to have issues around their reproductive system or the hormones. And then with Taurus, we might going to experience problems with our teeth and our neck around that. Where, and an eclipse is not naturally responsible to what happens, but it indicates the themes that get activated. So definitely with Taurus and Scorpio is one of those eclipse seasons, I think, where it's very profound because this is kind of this life and death axis. Yeah, this is the ultimate sacrifice that we have to do. Scorpio marking the underworld and marking the thing where the soul leaves the physical body and moves on to other realms. Yeah, that is very scary. It's this absolute transformation. So something is really dying away, or something is falling away and crumbling because it's toxic and it's not healthy and it shouldn't be in your life. But for some reason, you keep still clinging on to it. So that may be a theme that you feel that it can be very painful the more you're going to try to work against what's happening naturally. With the eclipse season, as I said before, with the normal moon cycle, we have like an impact of 28 days and then a new cycle starts with new opportunities. With the eclipse, we have a different cycle. People say the effect will about be 6 months. And it's not that your life is going to be shit for 6 months, but if you think about how transformation actually happens, which it starts somewhere, and then things get more intense, and then things come to a point where there's no turning back anymore, and we need to really let go and ride that wave. And then maybe we lose things, so first we're facing this kind of uncertainty and fear and then totally in denial, and we don't want this to happen till we finally surrender. And then we're going to ground ourselves and build up a new strategy on how we implement these new things that have come to the surface. So people say the effect will be 6 months. My personal astro shamanic interpretation, I have three different cycles, which is first of all a 2 week cycle, which is the solar eclipse till the lunar eclipse. This is these 2 weeks where everything is really intense, where everything is just at its peak, riding itself out, shining a light on all these things that you didn't want it to look at, showing you that needs to change, that needs to go, we need to do something over here. Then we have, after that, 3 months where it probably takes you to from allowing this change to happen, to accept it, to surrender, to go through the stages of, you know, grief and emptiness and, you know, because if something, even if you didn't like it, it's been taken away from you, but it was part of you or part of your life for a long time. It takes time till we really have let it go, yeah, with all of our system. Like, not only, oh yeah, that's bad, I'm going to let that go and here we go. No, it you know, we know that also the heart sometimes needs much longer than the head to let go of things. So there's a process of 3 months where we are finding our way back to grounding and anchoring ourselves now without that, what has been taken away from us. And then I think after 3 months, you can say there's kind of this turning point where we're now, okay, we've gone over it. This is just how it was. We relived all these emotions attached to the situation. And now we're looking into rebuilding ourselves or finding a strategy now on moving forward in life. So these are the 6 months that they're talking about. And I like to and break them down in three different stages to make it easier and more natural to understand that you are going through changes and that your system will need time to adapt to them. And of course, these are long-term changes. Yeah, that these are big changes. This is why we also need to give ourselves some time to digest and come to terms with what happened. And loss is always very painful. It doesn't really matter what we lose, because I know from experience, holding on to toxic and negative people or traits or habits, and you know yourself, it's really difficult to change them, even if we know they're not good for us. We still keep doing it, yeah? And of course, these solar eclipse offers you this abrupt awareness, like right into your face. And then we have that emotional response to it, which is more coming to a peak around the lunar eclipse when the full moon on steroids are kicking in. And then we need to find ways of gaining clarity. You know, we might be a little bit foggy for a while and not knowing where we're going and what we want to do now. And, you know, till this new you has been emerged. And then it's time to, okay, I'm going to put my thinking head on and create my vision board. And then I'm going to create a strategy which is not based on my emotional stand, but it's more based on logic and long-term planning, that if I want to be here, I need to do little steps and I need to really plan them out to be able to achieve them, these changes that the universe has in store for me. So that was all about the solar eclipse, and now we're going a little bit deeper into the lunar eclipse, which is, as I said, the full moon on steroids. So generally speaking, around the eclipse time, it's really good to do some fasting. You can even see animals that they seem to rest more and eat less around those days, because the body is more in this kind of state where you either feel toxins more heavily on your body. Your system is very sensitive. It responds to, if you eat something wrong, it might gonna react immediately. At the same time, of course, fasting is always good around a full or new moon to just boost your overall system and get your organs going with a little bit of less food that you would normally eat. The lunar eclipse happens 2 weeks after the solar eclipse. It's not always a full one. Sometimes it's a partial lunar eclipse or a partial sun eclipse, solar eclipse. And with the lunar eclipse, we know while the solar eclipse is more, things are coming into your consciousness. You can see things as they are. In a lunar eclipse, we have that very emotional, unsettling time. I mean, full moon is always challenging, but now full moon on steroids, like times three kind of feeling, is of course there's this massive outburst on emotion now coming out. We might realize something in our life and we didn't want it to admit it, and but we know we have to. And then on the full moon, these whole emotions are breaking out. You know, it could be anger, it could be sadness, it could be anything, but it's intense. That's what we know. And because these changes are so sudden, yeah, we may be going to find or try for 2 weeks to kind of cope and try to fix things and try to hold them together and they're not falling apart. And then on the full moon, it's just, no, we can't do it. You know, we need to let that go now. And then you will see there's also this big release suddenly. If you're allowing yourself to let go, if you're allowing yourself just to go now and just admit, I don't know where I'm going, but maybe it doesn't matter right now because I'm so overwhelmed with my feelings and that I don't really care about it anyway. So the lunar eclipse is more like the emotional reaction to what the solar eclipse has set into motion, and definitely not easy to deal with. But again, if you are aware, then I wouldn't plan a lot of things on that day, knowing I'm going to be a little bit more sensitive and am I going to take some time off or be gentle with myself. I'm not expecting too much of myself around this time because I am more vulnerable and I am more emotional and big things are maybe happening, especially if you've got those planets and signs in your birth chart. And the lunar eclipse is the time where the Earth stands between the moon and the sun. So the sun is cutting off the light from the moon. A lunar eclipse is always a full moon and usually marks an ending or the culmination point. So either you then have accepted what you've seen during the solar eclipse, or you're just breaking down. You try to fight it, but now you just come to a point where, you know, I can't stand change. I can't resent it. I need to allow it to happen. And suddenly you will be moved in a very deep way. Eclipses always bring new life and big events. So it's hardly, when it hits you, it's hardly going to be just a little bit of a hiccup. It's more like, wow, right in your face, this is what it is and what you're going to do about it. But then at the end of the day, what the eclipse really wants you to do is to move forward in life. And how often did you stand in your own fucking way? Or the people standing in your way? Or you find excuses why you're not moving forward? While it's so much more comfortable to sit here and stay in that place where everything is safe and certain, especially around this time in our lives where we've just moved through 2 years of pandemic and now we're facing a cost of living crisis. And that's probably the last thing what you want is now more uncertainty. But then if you really trust in the universe, that this uncertainty is necessary to move you to another place where it's even better for you, then this eclipse could be a massive opportunity because something is going to end and something new is going to start. So trusting in new beginnings and putting your hope into new beginnings will really help you to see this as a positive thing happening in your life. And of course, the 2 weeks, and then generally, I'm not even saying 2 weeks, and maybe even 3 months after the eclipse, can be quite a rocky road because you maybe need to adjust to these new life circumstances suddenly. Yeah, you maybe suddenly lost your job or someone died or someone you broke up. And, you know, so we need to, that's what I mean. It takes about 3 months till we find common ground again, till we have grounded ourselves and found new orientation and found or created that kind of energy around us that allows us to operate as pretending at least that we are in charge of our lives. But yeah, it's about 3 months where if something very dramatic happened or life-changing, it would be really good if you reach out for support. And there's counselors available, there's psychotherapy, there's shamanic healing, there's astrology readings. You know, at least don't do it all by yourself. There's so many people around you, even if you just reach out to friends or family or someone. There's so many people you could talk to and they can help you and they maybe offer new advice and new tools that you haven't even seen before. And maybe that's exactly what you needed, that you needed to be cracked open because you were doing it all by yourself. And now moving forward for you means allowing other people to help you. And that can maybe already be a massive difference in your life. And it's very scary because we are exposing ourselves. Yeah, we are vulnerable. We're telling ourselves all sorts of stories. And now we suddenly need to share them with other people that we maybe not as in control of everything or not as confident as people thought that we are. So this is, of course, a massive thing, but it's very important. If something dramatic and sudden abrupt happened, reach out for help. There's so much help available around you. And of course, with the eclipse season, there's also one thing. There's no turning back. So you can't make the things undone. You can't say, oh, let's go through this and then we're going to go back to normal. And it doesn't mean if you broke up with your partner and it was a little bit rocky, you know, it depends the circumstances, but it does not necessarily mean that you're never ever going to be together again unless this partner was really toxic and not healthy for you. But maybe the solar eclipse just highlighted certain areas where you both were struggling and now there's an opportunity to talk about it and to get it going in a different way. And for other people, it might mean you need to let go completely because the solar eclipse just showed you the true colors of your partner and he's not as loyal or honest and loving as you always thought he would be, or you just realized how toxic and controlling or jealous your partner actually is and how long you tolerated this behavior out of you didn't know better or fear of being alone or not having the financial opportunities to move somewhere else. So it really depends on the circumstances. It's not always, you know, maybe in your job you're going to speak up suddenly and you get a promotion or you get fired. We don't know. But it's definitely something, you're moving on to something better, let's say that way. And of course, there can be events that you never expected to happen. But I do believe if you're a little bit aware and you're a little bit in tune, you did have a feeling, But maybe you couldn't really pinpoint it. You couldn't put your finger on it and say, this is exactly what it was. It feels more a little bit like, there was something, but I couldn't really tell what it was. Now you can. And now you can do something about it. The eclipse season does really speed up our sense of time, and it changes the timetables. Like, I felt it, and I hear it from other people all the time. When we're on the eclipse, like, everything is moving so fast. It's like instant manifestation, so some people need to be really mindful what they wish for. Other people maybe feel stressed out because they're trying to do 10 things in a day, and it's just not possible because there's sudden abrupt changes to your timetable, or something happened that you didn't expect, and then you need to be flexible. And it can be difficult, especially if you're a very fixed person who's always working on their plan and doing exactly one thing after another, and this can be a little bit disruptive. But if you know that in advance, you are prepared, and then again, it does allow you to give yourself a little bit more space and time, because you know it's going to pass anyway. It's not going to be always like this. You might also feel that you need to sleep more to recover from these intense energies, and then you should make more time to rest and allow yourself to. Grounding will take time. It's not just been done in one day because I'm taking a lunch break. It's like every day is different, and we need to meet the challenges of every day in a different way. Things are moving very rapidly, which I already spoke about, as well as that there will be light shining on areas where you maybe didn't want it to look at in the first place, but now we can't deny the truth anymore, and it's coming out, and it will look in our face if we want this or not. And then there's some generally aspects with the eclipse. For example, if an eclipse appears 5 days before your birthday, or it stands in 180 degrees to your birthday, or it is in your first house, then that can indicate some health issues, or you should be taking care of your health. And that would then confirm if you feel a little bit run down and low, that you're going to take a break and really listen to what your body has to say. And then it could also be a good time where you might going to decide to start a more healthy regime, where you're going to take supplements and you regular exercise, and you pay more attention to what you put into your body. And then that can already kick you off to a totally new lifestyle, which where you are more healthy and happy. It's important to not make big actions or set an ultimatum through the eclipse season, because everything is moving so fast, and we might going to feel a lot of pressure, and we say, oh, I give you this and this time to resolve the issue, and if you haven't done it then we're done. So I wouldn't do this necessarily during the eclipse, even though we feel we want to take action. Of course, if something happens unpleasant and we don't want to hang in there and we don't want to stay in that job or in that relationship. But it's also important that we need to wait it out. Yeah, let's wait out certain things, because there's often other people involved and they're going through stuff and everything is just up in the air. And if we go give it a few weeks, things will have settled down a little bit. We will be less emotional than we were. And this means we can see things with much more clarity. So that's, I think, a very big important point. If the eclipse is in the same element as your sun sign, fire, air, water, earth. So if you are, for example, a Pisces and the eclipse is happening in Scorpio, both are water signs, then it's been said that the eclipse is a little bit more friendly and helpful rather than if it would be in a fire sign. For now, like Scorpio water, if it were in a fire sign, then there's a little bit of a contradiction energy going on. So that is also something when you are thinking about, okay, I'm going to check the eclipse for next year, and then I want to know what sign the eclipse will be in. Then I'm going to check my sun sign, and I can say, okay, it's maybe not so massively affecting me this time. And I can feel that definitely. I am Pisces, and it is in Scorpio, so I don't feel it's hitting me as hard as some other people or eclipses in recent years. So that's definitely true when it comes to my personal opinion. And once eclipse happened in the family sign and has finished, so as I said, there's around 4 eclipses in a year, but then we got the eclipse seasons in the same sign for around 18, 24 months, family sign. And then it won't happen until the next 7 or 8 years. So at least that would also resonate if we see in some psychological books when we read that there's big changes happening in our lives every 7 years. And that may be something to do with the eclipse. And when you know where the eclipse appears and which areas of your life are affected, then you can work more efficiently around that. It's also really important, and I just said, oh, these eclipses are really friendly, I like it. Eclipses have a second act. So don't judge too quickly if they're good or bad. That's what I just mean when I said before, they can be very abrupt, surprising. I didn't see that coming and can be very shocking at times. And you think, wow, this has ruined my life. Just give it a little bit of time, because then sometimes from the negative, there's still something positive in there. But of course, in that moment, when it happens, we might not going to see it that way and we're not going to feel it that way. But energetically, we can say nothing lasts forever. Yeah, that's a good thing if it's bad. And there's always some treasures in the suffering. There's always some treasures in the sacrifice that had to be made by you, that you had to give up something, and then you will gain something else. And you might not be able to see that right away, and I'm not saying it's going to happen one day after the lunar eclipse, but it might going to happen within the 3 or 6 months, definite, where you are recovering, let's call it that way, if it hit you hard, where you are taking time to recover, to find your ground, and then to have a strategy. And suddenly there may be doors opening that you never, ever thought there would even be there. I hope this little talk on the solar lunar eclipse is going to be helpful to you. It shines a little bit of a light on what these eclipses are actually doing with us and why we can or should pay attention to them. But we don't need to not necessarily fear them. Like, not every eclipse is the same, as we know. Not every eclipse is going to hit everybody in the same way. Even it's a global phenomena, those people who have those signs or they get certain areas triggered in the natal chart, they will experience bigger unexpected changes, but then also maybe a bigger gain from all out of this. If there's anything that you want to know about eclipses, you can always Google it on the internet. Or if you're interested in an astrology forecast with me, I do 6 month forecast in advance, which also includes the eclipse. If there are within that 6 month period, then there will also be the transits I'll be speaking about, where I'm going to give you opportunities in certain areas of your life that could be coming up for you, but then also challenges or times where it's maybe not the best time to do certain things. And this is how astrology can help us to create strategies and not feeling like a victim. And it also helps us to do the right thing at the right time. And in my astro shamanic healing, I use astrology to heal at the right time, yeah, to allow these astrological influences, these energies, to support the healing process that I do for my clients. I'm sending you lots of love, and I'm gonna speak to you soon. Bye.